From StoryFlow, this is your daily audio brief. Here are today's top 6 true crime stories. Let's get into it. First, from Crime Reads Literary Hub, Fair Play Mysteries and Mother Nature's Fury. If you're writing a Grand Canyon murder mystery, you've got to learn every way the canyon can kill someone. At least, that was my initial perspective when I started working on my new novel, My Sister Is Going to Kill Me. I'd already rafted, backpacked, and hiked in the canyon, but I needed more dangerous material. My research trips were gorgeous, challenging, and perfectly safe. Well, almost perfectly safe. Next, second, from Crime Reads Literary Hub. Season 6 of Only Murders in the Building is a cozy British village mystery. Well. Remember how, last year, we learned that Only Murders in the Building will be filming Season 6 in London, and we said we can't wait to find out more about what this means for the narrative. Well, today is that day. Today, we acquire knowledge. We now know that Season 6 of Only Murders in the Building is a cozy British village mystery. According to Deadline, the season will be borrowing from / emulating classic British mystery stories. Up next, third, from Crime Reads Literary Hub, the most powerful question in any mystery. Mysteries and thrillers pose a familiar set of questions. What happened? Who did it? Who was a victim? Can the criminal be stopped? What will happen next? These questions are indispensable. They create curiosity, suspense, and momentum. They keep readers turning pages long after they should have turned off the light. But they are not always the questions that give a mystery its lasting power. And then, fourth, from Crime Reads Literary Hub, A Woman's Weapon, Maria Malone on the Tropes and Truths of Female Poisoners. A family meal, one on which much was riding. Erin Patterson determined it would unfold exactly as she planned. Erin was unused to hosting. She rarely invited people to eat with her at the home she shared with her 2 children in Morwell, rural Australia. This was a special occasion, though. Her marriage had broken down, but she wished to remain on cordial terms with her ex-husband Simon's family, and she had important news to share with her in-laws, Don and Gail Patterson, Gail's sister Heather, and her husband Ian, a local pastor. Next, fifth, from Crime Reads Literary Hub, How Anthony Franz Became Alex Finlay, and How Ara Brand Birthed a Best-Selling Author. You could say Anthony Franz had a successful case of double vision. His first vision didn't turn out so well. His second made him a best-selling crime fiction author. His original vision for becoming an author, if you could call it that, since he never aspired to be one, was to write legal thrillers. As an attorney licensed to practice before the Supreme Court, he wrote legal briefs on major issues of the day. His crime fiction writing career, however, didn't begin until 1998 when he was in his late 20s and his son arrived. Up next, 6th, from CBS 48 Hours. Sneak peek, A Death in the Stairwell. Imagine coming home to find your husband collapsed at the bottom of the stairs, barely breathing, and the police already pointing fingers at you. That's the gut-wrenching scenario a woman is fighting against in the latest 48 Hours episode. The show follows her as she scrambles to prove she didn't cause his fall, digging through forensic reports, old arguments, and the tangled mess of their marriage. Every detail feels raw, like she's pulling the truth out of a dark hallway, one step at a time. The investigation quickly spiraled into a murder case, with detectives zeroing in on her as the prime suspect. They're piecing together surveillance footage, interviewing neighbors, and even re-examining the stairwell itself for any sign of foul play. What makes it more complicated is the couple's history. There were whispers of financial strain, heated fights, and a few secrets that never saw daylight. All of that adds layers to the question, was it an accident, a desperate act, or something far more sinister? What's compelling is how she refuses to let the narrative lock her in. She's hiring her own experts, challenging the official findings, and reaching out to anyone who might have seen something that but missed. The episode captures those tense moments when she confronts the investigators, the sleepless nights spent poring over medical reports, and the emotional toll of being labeled a murderer while still trying to care for a dying husband. If you're curious about how the legal and emotional battles play out, the new 48 Hours installment drops Saturday night. It's a deep dive into a real-life mystery that feels like a courtroom drama mixed with a family tragedy, all unfolding in the span of a single stairwell. Tune in to hear the full story, the twists, and the fight to clear a name that's been under a harsh spotlight. That's today's True Crime Brief.